Good morning. Happy Friday. We have a busy, fun, loaded show today to round out the week. You heard about the batch of Lions injuries in the update, Aiden contract talk, having your affair exposed at a Coldplay concert.
Whoa.
News is going to be wild today. Jim Costa, Stoney, Heather Park, Gov and Greg, Dustin Fioco on the updates. We're locked in. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. I mean, you're ready to get the hell out of Dodge, aren't you? You get that Friday feel, and you're leaving the country.
That's the way it's going to be.
Nothing better than getaway day.
Mm-hmm.
It might be better than the vacation. The feeling.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
The anticipation.
It is part of it, for sure.
You get your haircut for your vacation?
I am getting a haircut later today.
Yeah.
Stoney gets a vacation haircut all the time. I do too, by the way.
I don't always do this, but the number of things that are unintentional Stoney that happens even when Stoney's not here, it's your lasting impact.
It's the vibe. It's the stench of Stoney.
You can't get rid of it.
Carrying over.
No, so we're going to do a lot today. I actually wanted to start with something college football related.
Okay.
Because I've seen this stalemate between the Big Ten and the SEC, and it was Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider, who says the Big Ten is refusing to back down with their auto bid proposal. So everybody feels like the playoff's going to expand. I don't know why it has to expand, but everybody feels like it's going to expand. And when it goes to 16 teams, the Big Ten wants automatic qualifiers. They want four for the ACC, or four for the SEC, four for the Big Ten, three for the ACC, three for the Big 12. Stoney, we cannot allow auto bids.
No.
We have to unite to stop this. And I hate that I have to be on the side of the SEC.
I agree with you.
Well, I mean, I would think you'd be more sympathetic, you know, the whole sleeping with siblings thing. But but I'm not an SEC guy, but I'm on their side here. We don't need to do automatic qualifiers.
I get it. I understand why the Big Ten wants to do it. It actually would have made more sense when the Big Ten was not as good as the SEC, but now they are.
Right, they've won the last two national titles.
Right. You don't need to make this a mandate. Look, it protects yourself. It protects your conference. I understand why they want to do it.
Why stop at four? Guarantee yourself seven.
Well,
I mean, it's stupid, Stoney.
Of course it's stupid, but it's like any kind of negotiation. You try to protect your own, and you try to do the best for your organization, and that would be the Big Ten. So I understand.
But the rest of the sport is going to fight back, and the SEC is the only one on equal footing with the Big Ten. They want to do
Correct.
A 5+11 format, the five best conference champs, and then the next best 11 teams. However, quote, there's no chance the Big Ten will support that, according to a source. So the issue, of course, is sometimes the fourth best team in your conference isn't that good.
Correct.
They could be an 8-4 football team.
Right.
And we're going to put an 8-4 football team in over a deserving team from another conference.
Right. And you saw, I think the problem is just the ramifications down the road where you saw what Indiana did earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they got rid of, and Virginia's not even a great team. They got rid of they're buying out a home and home with Virginia, and they're playing Austin Peay, Kennesaw State or something like, I mean, it's really, that's not good for college football. Now, the SEC can, you know, I agree with them in this stance. However, they got to get off their high horse too, play one more division, you know, conference game.
Get to nine.
And not play the lightweights the 2 weeks before the season ends.
Yeah, Samford, Mercer, and
yes.
Citadel. Yeah, those should be done by the time we hit the leaves turning.
Right.
You mentioned Indiana. I have it in front of me. Their future non-conference opponents. Like, this is a joke. This year, they'll face Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and the Sycamores of Indiana State.
Oh, boy. When's Larry Bird going to play?
Yeah. Next year, they have two opponents already announced, Colorado State and Western Kentucky.
All right. I'll give Colorado. Whatever.
But you know they're going to backfill with other cupcakes,
right?
Because in 2027, it's Kennesaw State, Indiana State, and UMass. 2028, Austin Peay and Eastern Michigan. And then 2029, it's Ball State, Eastern Illinois, and Western Kentucky. They're committed to playing, it will eventually be when they fill it in, three cupcakes every year to pad their resume.
It pads their resume, but what does it even do for their fan base? And it actually hurts them. Actually, it hurts them because if they're in a situation where they're, I don't know, let's say they're 10-2, okay? And they're in a competing with another team for a bid, whether they have a guarantee one or not, they might not get in because they have no non-conference competition.
I think they feel emboldened because last year it was just wins and losses. They'll have more wins.
Right.
But in a tiebreaker scenario, like if you got 10 wins and they got 10 wins, mm-hmm. but they beat somebody, they should get in over you. And that's why we should leave it up to determining the resume. If you don't win your conference, then you're at the mercy of having your resume critiqued.
Yeah.
What I don't want is freebies. And apparently that's the Big Ten's refusal to budge. They want freebies. They want their four best teams in no matter what.
Correct.
And look, some years they will have four any. I mean, I think they will most years anyway.
Right.
But the idea that you have to guarantee it. So most years you're going to get Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, when Michigan's performing. Right. Like those teams are going right. to be in that mix. Then you throw in a hotshot Indiana on the right season when things are clicking. I mean,
right. the Spartans.
Spartans,
one year.
If they can yes. get it going. I mean, you're going to have a group of teams. You're going to get four damn near every season.
Yes.
What I don't see is we got to guarantee it so 8-4 Wisconsin can get in when the league has a down year. Shouldn't happen.
No.
And that's true for the SEC, too, by the way. I actually thought they would have been the entitled conference.
Right. They always seem to think they are because it means
owed,
more.
We're owed right. things.
Well, yeah, because their conference schedule's so tough.
Did you see Greg Sankey say that this week? He goes, yeah. we would take our schedule over anybody's.
In some years, I would agree with them, but lately, not so much. I mean, the other thing is there's no guarantee, especially now with the way the portal and NIL and all that other stuff is going on, that conferences like the ACC and even the Big 12 aren't going to have – they could have four teams that are legitimate.
Yeah, they could again, bubble up any given year. I think that's part of the SEC getting a reality check.
Yeah.
They aren't hoarding all the talent the way they did pre-portal,
right,
pre-NIL.
Especially since Florida State can't leave the ACC and so, Miami.
Yeah. And Clemson apparently is going to be good this year. So, I mean, you start to think like – the ACC could get three
right.
on its own without the auto bid. So they're not going to buy into this.
No.
It's going to be the Big Ten on an island, and it's going to be a stalemate. That's where we are today. But on the SEC comment, like Sankey argues their schedule is tougher than anybody's. They rarely play 10 power opponents.
Correct.
I think it's only three SEC teams this year will play 10 power five games. Big Ten, it's the majority.
Right. But his point, and I understand it, because most of the time, the SEC teams, top to bottom, are better than any other conference.
But you play less of them.
But now
you have more free spaces and breathers and gimmies to balance out your schedule.
True, but now the reason it's shifted is because of the expansion, where the Big Ten now has another team that's really freaking good in Oregon.
And Washington's not a slouch,
right.
and USC won't be a slouch.
I forgot about them, yes.
And I don't know what UCLA is going to be this year. Like, the Nico Iamaleava stuff's fascinating.
They're always going to be slouching. They have the stony posture, UCLA. Slouch all the time.
But if, on a given schedule, if Penn State's schedule, it's light this year, use somebody else. Look at, an Ohio State schedule. If they end up replacing what would normally be a Northwestern on the schedule with a USC...
Right.
That makes the Big Ten schedule formidable.
Correct.
But this is, to me, would be worse than anything we've seen happen to the sport. If we go to 16 and start guaranteeing spots, it's going to take away the meaning of a lot of these games.
Right. And I don't want them to have, Michigan, because I care about them,
yeah.
buy out the last two of the Oklahoma and the Texas games.
Yeah, it would be terrible for the sport. Yeah. I don't know where you guys are at on it. Big Ten auto bids. We're in Big Ten country. Big Ten's the best conference. I've said that. I've pushed back against the SEC, but I can't defend this Big Ten mandate that they want, where they want to be guaranteed playoff bids, four of them when they go to 16.
I understand, that's what, the commissioner, and that's what they're supposed to do. Do what's best for the Big Ten.
So they're going to have their media days, probably next week?
Next week, I believe.
How are they going to sell this to the general public? Or they're not. They're just going to say we're selfish and it's good for us and everybody else can pound sand.
Yes, they're going to go.
That's not how you get votes.
Yes. Hey, it's all about money. And we will get the most money if we have the most teams in there. So if I can guarantee four teams in the playoff, which produces the most money, I'm doing the best job as the commissioner for that conference. That's what they're going to do. That's the reason they're doing this. It's all everything's about freaking money.
Okay, so would they dare, and I'm speculating here a little bit without having the stats,
mm-hmm.
but just use final rankings from most previous seasons and point out that they got four of the top 16 teams.
Maybe.
Yeah, so then you don't need to put the rule in would be the point. And why stop there? I want five.
Well, if I'm the Big Ten, they're saying we want to guarantee what we've already got.
Right, but let me look at it.
Devil's advocate.
No, I know,
here.
But let me look at it a different way. Let's say you are the biggest and the baddest and the best, and you've won the last two national titles, and you actually are better than the SEC, and you believe it. Leave it open and take five.
Yeah.
Squeeze one from the ACC or the Big 12. Don't give them three. Well, can go out and earn five. Well, their model really does limit them to just four.
Well, no.
Well, for them, four for the SEC, that's eight.
Right.
Three for the ACC, three for the Big 12 is another six. There's two available spots. One's going to go to a group of five, right? You would think.
So that what if they're also
Notre Dame would be another. So now you're only getting your four if you're the Big Ten. Why lock in at four? Why not compete for five? You're going to get four, to Gov's point, looking at the standings every year. So why not roll the dice on five? You're the best.
Were there four SECs in the top 16?
I don't have the stats. Yes, I would almost guarantee the SEC has had it.
Yes.
Maybe the other thing, too, is just what if... You can still, if they lock in four, they can still get five, right?
Yes, but
my point is Notre Dame will likely get one of the available at large, and a group of five would likely get another one.
Are they just trying to guarantee four spots in the fluky year that maybe they're slightly down?
Yes,
and you have that random 11-1 team, almost like the Indiana, the SEC or the ACC.
But that becomes a problem when the sport you're like covering your ass instead of competing, right? That's a huge fundamental issue with the sport.
The sport does a lot without competing.
But that's part of Stoney's point with the schedule. Cover your ass with a cupcake rather than competing against the big boy.
Yeah.
Cover your ass on the year you might have a down year in your conference rather than competing for extra spots in an open field.
But you may have a great point. They could be screwing themselves.
Well, they could. Like, I'm looking at last year, week 16. You had Oregon, number one. Penn State, number four. Ohio State, number six. Indiana, number eight. That's four in the top eight.
Right.
Why are we cutting it off there?
Right. And if Michigan had a quarterback, they would have probably been in there.
Right. Like, how about you argue for Big Ten exceptionalism and say we're going to compete for more than the four is the bare minimum given the state of the conference?
Yeah.
I don't get this at all. 248-539-9797. We open with it. We're going to get a lot of Lions in the mix today because, well, injury news is popping up, including some new injuries. And this Aiden Hutchinson contract got more fuel to the fire as the price just went up. It's 97.1. Now's the time to hit the road in style with a deal from Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Time to go electric. Hit the road. Skip the pump. The 2025 Blazer EV. You can lease it for $199 a month. Zero down on a 24-month low mileage lease. It's only at Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Find your ride fast. MoranExpress.com. Stop by. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. It's a festive Friday around here. Stoney's rocking a Pistons warm-up. And Heather's got one of the cool Tiger cartoon throwback logos.
Yeah.
Oh, that is cool. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Ready to go.
Hey, second half of the season starts.
Let's go. Tonight. Starts tonight. Yeah. Rangers. Yeah. We are going to get to her news, and news is going to be bonkers today. There's so many crazy headlines. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend extended time in this Coldplay concert at 6:35, and then all the Lions stuff at the end of the hour. The Aiden contract with the price going up and all the injuries being reported yesterday with training camp. We got ticket text on this college football conversation. I brought it up. We're in Big Ten country. I've often defended the Big Ten against the SEC, but shoes on the other foot. I'm defending the cousin effers because I think they've got the right proposal moving forward here.
Cousin effers.
There should not be. That's what they are, right? I mean, some of them anyway.
Yeah.
We should not have auto bids. And the reports are yesterday, Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider, the Big Ten won't budge, refusing to budge, must have locked in automatic playoff spots when they expand to 16, which is a joke. Some years, most years, they'll have four. Some years, they could even get five. But the idea that we're going to guarantee an 8-4 team who finishes fourth in the conference a playoff spot is a joke.
You can't guarantee it.
No.
And it shouldn't be guaranteed. I mean, at least the Big Ten is not saying that they're better than the SEC. The SEC shouldn't get four guaranteed either.
No, but like we give it to people. Big Ten had four teams in the top eight last year at the end of the conference championship weekend. And if Michigan had a quarterback, they could have five.
Exactly.
So you don't need to do this in the first place. It just takes away a lot of the meaning of the games. Ticket texters. Hey, guys, the auto bid system's stupid. It makes the conference championship games irrelevant. The playoff needs to be 5 + 11. Put the best teams in, John, in Florida. Well, that's the SEC model.
Yes, I agree. Well, that's because he's from Florida.
If I'm an Indiana fan, I'd be upset. Having such a cupcake schedule might help you make the playoff. It will not help you win a title.
And it won't help you get people to go to your game either.
I'd hate to see other schools do this. I want to see more matchups like Michigan, Oklahoma, and less of Indiana versus Cupcake University.
Yeah. I mean, you have the three non-conference games, right? You should be able to have one cupcake.
Fine. I mean, you get four if you're in the SEC.
Right.
And they put their cupcake in November.
But most of them, a lot of them do play at least one Power 5 team?
Well, yeah. So a lot of them get to 9. The problem is a lot of the Big Ten teams get to 10.
Right.
Because the Big Ten teams also play somebody in the non-conference.
Right.
So yeah, everybody goes plus one in non-con, but when you start at 8 like the SEC does, you're still playing a light schedule. Look, I'm sure the Big Ten wants the SEC to get to 9. Isn't that the compromise? SEC goes to 9, Big Ten drops the auto qualifiers, we take the best 11 teams after the 5 conference champions.
Yes!
Let's just do that. Texter points out the leaves don't change in half of the SEC country. I said you can't schedule your cupcakes after that's the leaves change. Well, yeah. That's their workaround. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, let's start with the most talked about story, shall we? What was meant to be a lighthearted moment during a Coldplay concert Wednesday night turned into what is probably a nightmare for a couple that was supposedly caught having an affair. So the concert did the classic kiss cam, right? We've all seen it at sporting events or other events. And when the camera panned across the thousands of fans, right, they could have landed on any couple there. They suddenly landed on a cozy looking couple, right? Just looked like they were really enjoying the show. This man had his arms around this woman. But instead of kissing, the two panicked, right? Like pure panic. The man ducked out of frame so that he was no longer on camera. The woman covered her face, turned around, clearly frazzled, right? They were not into the kiss cam by any means, but they also didn't want to be on camera at all. And Chris Martin even called it out during the concert. He said they're either very shy or they're having an affair. And it turns out the couple each married, but not to each other. Right? So turns out they may have been having an affair. Yes. So the man has been identified as Andy Byron, the CEO of some big tech company. And the woman he was snuggling with was the chief people officer at his company.
That's what, like human resources?
Yeah. She's basically the HR person.
Yeah.
So who deals with the issue? Can't take it to HR.
No.
Andy's wife.
That's who you take it to.
She's left dealing with the issue. It sounds like the woman, Kristen, that is the head of HR, let's say, is divorced.
Okay.
From what I've read, that you don't know everything because there's been rumors. There's statements that have been released, but those have been like, they're all fake.
Are they real? People say they're fake.
I have read she's divorced.
Okay.
But he doesn't is definitely him. Still married to, I believe, a woman named Megan. So.
Well, because I had seen, and again, I think this was real. People pointed out she took out his last name on her Facebook profile.
Stop.
And then deleted her Facebook profile.
Yeah, she went off social, I guess.
Well, I get that. I would want to do that as well because everybody would find you, write you messages.
And there's no spin. You can't go, we were just shocked to be on camera. You got caught is what happened.
Oh, yes. His arms were around her. She had her arms on his. And yeah, you could tell they were enjoying the concert.
Well, here's the other the other thing about that is not only, seen on camera, they were obviously looked like they were in a suite or some area.
Oh, yeah, they were in a nice area.
With other colleagues it almost looked like. So, like, are they hiding? I mean, they're not hiding.
You're out in public, right? Yes. Where thousands of people could technically see you. It's thrilling, apparently, to go out in public like that and hope you're not caught.
I actually like the technology they had to do the kiss cam during that concert.
Great.
That was cool. I've never seen that before.
Did you ever see it when you were at the ballpark?
The kiss cam?
Well,
or affairs?
people who didn't want to be on screen, whether it's their boss seeing them.
Sure. Well, it's funny. Like, you always ask the person before you do at least a game like this, right? Like, hey, are you comfortable? Can we use you for this? And they can say no. But a lot of people, I don't know if it was serious, but I think it was more of a joke. They're like, oh, no. My boss doesn't know I'm here kind of thing. Like, I don't want to get busted being at a Tigers game instead of at work. And I think it was just a joke. Most people were laughing.
My wife might see me on the video board. Don't show me.
Right.
This ever happened with your sister, Stoney?
It's well done.
Keep it alive.
Come on. Story. Pretty crazy. You guys, a decade ago, one of the top storylines in entertainment was who would replace David Letterman on The Late Show. Well, now, 10 years into Stephen Colbert's run, the whole show is being shut down. So last night, Stephen and CBS dropped the bomb, announcing that The Late Show was being canceled. Yeah, and then CBS released a statement as well, and they said, we consider Stephen irreplaceable and will retire the Late Show franchise after 33 years. This is purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in the late night. It is not related in any way to the show's performance, content, or other matters happening at Paramount.
What does that mean? Sure. But what does that mean?
Well, what it means is they don't want to say that, you know, Paramount already caved 60 Minutes. And they just want to, you know, they don't want any pressure from any political fig, you know, and look.
Well, that's spineless is what that is.
It is. It's all, it's whole, it's
so corporate. So shut down the whole show?
Yeah. I mean, that's what they decided to do.
Well, so initially I thought, okay, late night's not as hot as it once was.
No.
But if they're going to say it's nothing to do with finances or ratings, then what the hell the reason?
Right.
Explain it better then.
Well, I think it does have to do with financing. That's what it is. It's a money thing. That's what they said. Now, part of that I'm sure is true. But the flip side, look, Colbert, personally, I think he's good. I don't need to watch, you know, people with a political agenda on either side in that position. And he did, and Kimmel did as well, and they got pressure. And I'm sure that has something to do with it.
You guys know millions of Americans have tattoos, right? Super popular, but tattoo regret is on the rise. In Metro Detroit, tattoo shops are seeing an increase in people who are coming in wanting to remove their tattoos. According to a new survey, about 250,000 Americans say they regret some tattoo on their body, right? It could be that, hey, you got something about your wedding and now you're getting divorced and you don't want that anymore. It could be that you got a tattoo when you were 16 years old and now you're embarrassed by Tweety Bird or whatever it is, right? That it's no longer jiving with your overall feeling. So a lot of people are going to get them removed. There's an owner of one tattoo shop that says up to 16 people come into her shop every day because they want one of their tattoos removed. So now they're just saying, hey, really, really think about it before you decide on getting a tattoo, because the process of getting it removed isn't like, okay, I'd like to erase this. Like, it's a long process. It's painful and it's expensive.
It's more painful than the actual getting the tattoo.
So just make sure you're really, really thinking about what you're putting on your body before. And a lot of there's one tattoo shop owner that says it's a lot of younger people actually coming in their 20s and 30s that want them gone. So
you think the lady that has Jansen's autograph as a tattoo had it taken off?
Yeah, they heard a bad Tigers take and said no more.
No more.
Heather with the news. Coming up next.
Replace it with Strahan is great.
Coming up next, a little more on that Coldplay affair, and we will get to the Lions injury news and the latest on Aiden's contract. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather, and if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for a low price of just $50 a month when you switch and bring your phone on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
My bet's on the first.
Yep.
Cash the ticket on affairs.
Well, I think the odds are pretty stacked on this one. Mm-hmm. It went viral. People have seen the video. It was in Heather's news. The Coldplay concert.
Everybody's talking about it.
Everybody's talking about it, Stoney.
I saw Julia from our sister station getting coffee in the break. I said, you talking to Coldplay? She said, of course.
Of course
I said,
we are.
So are we.
was at a drive-thru yesterday when they rolled up the window. That's what the staff behind the scenes was talking about. They go, can you believe she was in HR? It's the first thing I heard when they opened the window. I go, okay. So what we want to do with this is clearly get people's feedback. What should the CEO do? And do you have stories of exposed affairs? 248-539-9797. What can the CEO even do at this point, Stoney? He's at the mercy of what's likely a divorce.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What is he going to do? It's what's his wife going to do?
Right.
File for divorce.
Right. Now, we were talking before the show, Heather, where he's worth like $1 billion, so it's going to probably cost him $500 million. But I said, I don't know what the prenup rules in Canada are. You know, I don't know if they, you know, if it's half and half like it is here in most states.
Whatever it is.
If there was a prenup, who knows if they even had a prenup?
Right.
I don't know.
They could have met when they were teenagers, Stoney.
And that's right. Could be his childhood sweetheart that he cheated on.
And so maybe she won't file for divorce. Maybe she'll make him go to therapy.
Maybe. Or maybe he's just getting revenge. Maybe she went and cheated on some guy and he found out at a Bryan Adams concert.
Exactly. We don't know the whole story. There could be so much more.
But when you watch the video, you have obviously the swaying.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, you know, locked arms or whatever. When the camera cuts, there's the one coworker, you know who I'm talking about, who can't believe, like her hands are on her head.
Right.
Like, I can't believe they just showed them. She knows all the drama.
Right. It's also a problem of, you know, having your little work side piece go with you somewhere where you in public anywhere.
That? Let's talk about just the brazen confidence that's in public.
Yeah.
Whether they showed it on the camera or not, all it takes is somebody else seeing it and it gets back to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Under the influence, right?
Oh, well, probably.
You let your guard down a little. Yes.
But they made the decision, I would imagine, to go to this sober.
Maybe it was a company trip.
Right.
So, yeah, they were sober, had
a couple drinks.
Yeah, or whatever got into.
Got a Stoney stash. And
who cares about this?
Release your inhibitions.
Exactly.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. You had something similar happen to anybody you know or yourself. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, really hit home with somebody. Yeah, share one of the worst moments of your life when you found out you got cheated on.
Or you did it.
Well, confess to being a scumbag. 2-4. It's probably better if you know the person as opposed to the odds that someone's going to call in and share their own story. But we maintain the open lines for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this was everywhere yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be possible that you have a work event and you're drinking and, you know, that nothing really happened. You're just hugging and
but the reaction.
Dancing. I know. The reaction
gives
it away.
Because people pointed out, if they had played it cool, the band doesn't say anything.
Right.
It doesn't go viral. The people in that group may whisper about it afterwards,
but
it doesn't have. I mean, millions have seen this.
Right.
This woman's taken down her social media. If they just played it cool, they might have got away with it.
I know.
As scummy as that is.
And can you imagine the wife? I mean, not only that, because, God, how come I didn't get to go to the concert?
Maybe she wasn't a Coldplay fan.
Yeah, that's true.
Nah, I don't like them.
That's why they didn't work out. And I don't know, do they have kids?
I thought I saw a photo of what...
How much of this story, too, were like, is this real? Like, some of these statements that were put out?
Well, and they've been saying some of these statements are not legit.
The one where he talked about he needs to be a better father and a family and all that. And
well, that's true whether he wrote it or
not. Yeah, I know.
Safe to say. Yeah. But I did see a photo of people saying, well, this is his wife, and I think they had a couple small children. So that's awful, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what
terrible.
Are you doing?
That's terrible.
And if you're her, I mean, you're
the
out.
Woman in the photo or the mom or the wife of the guy.
You're out, right? You're not sticking around, right?
Yeah.
Probably not, but... there's
you got
a lot
humiliated
more to,
publicly.
That, he did.
Right.
There's
I mean,
a lot to the story, though, that you might not know. I
correct.
Don't know. I mean,
maybe they have an open marriage.
Yes, exactly.
You would be.
Oh, God. I shouldn't have said that.
Hey, doesn't he have the perfect excuse? He's the CEO of an AI company. Just blame it on AI.
It wasn't me.
Isn't that the new blame? Remember Twitter hacking?
Yes.
I was hacked in real life.
I was hacked.
Yes.
Now it was AI. There it is, right? Or what if this was a stunt? For AI.
That would have been
in some way. See what AI can do?
Yeah, it can ruin you people's lives. I don't know. It's
Ticket Texter says it's not what he should do now, it's what he should have done then. If they no sold it, would not have gone viral. Rookie move, Nick in Clinton Township.
As opposed to a veteran move of affairs.
Veteran cheater. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
A serial cheater.
If you're a serial cheater, do you got tips? I mean, come on.
Don't go to concerts in public.
The only issue with this is the fact they were at a Coldplay concert, Josh in a car. Cheating is bad enough, but going to Coldplay is unforgivable. Oh, God.
Look, it's nuts because you're so stupid. If taking the work, forgetting even about the TV, the screenshot, or being on the Jumbotron or whatever. You're out in public with other people who know, like you said, unless everybody knew anyway.
Yeah, but then why are you, okay, no affair is going to be okay.
No.
But to do it with someone at work is also just stupid.
And they're older, because I've seen things happen, knowing that somebody is married. When I used to do auto shows.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Please do.
I mean, they take all of these good-looking people. They give you money to spend per day, and you're out in fun cities, and everyone's going out, and you're not at home, and you're drinking and maybe doing other things, and things happen, but these people are... Not that age is an excuse,
right.
But I've seen things happen at maybe not a Coldplay concert, but it does happen. People do cheat on their spouses.
That's true. Divorce is 50% in this
so
country.
So maybe it was just, they thought, okay, this is not our normal environment. We're at this Coldplay concert. We're
having fun. They let their
fun.
Guard
Nobody's
down.
Nobody's going to know. I don't know. It does seem different when it's like a big tech company.
Yes.
Then it's like, auto show team. Here's some money. Go have fun. Like, it's a little different than that, but.
I mean, you've heard this story. The closest that I ever got was I was going out with it actually incorporates both.
Okay.
I was going out kind of secretly, I thought, for a while with like an executive producer at the TV station.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. So yes. Heather knows this story. Mm-hmm. Gov knows this story. But then I couldn't figure out, and then eventually people knew I wouldn't even call it dating, because she was divorced, she had a kid, whatever.
Oh, wow. How old were you?
I was 20, I don't know, it was like late 80s,
okay,
probably. Anyway, so one day on the 98.7 on Wheels, mm-hmm. where Mitch Albom, we used to do the sports, and I'd fill in, and he was talking to JJ because that was their bit, and they had some sports question that Mitch didn't know or whatever. And they said, well, you know, Michael would know, right? Because I did mm-hmm. the Sunday show. So they called the house. My other roommate, may rest in peace, Kenny, answers the phone. And Mitch goes, KD, get Stoney on the phone. We have a question for him. He goes, oh, no, he's at Bonnie's house. Anyway, I go to work the next day or that day. And I see the person who, the executive producer of the news, so I was having an affair. Well, I wouldn't even be an affair.
It's not an affair, but you got outed.
Right. Anyway, so not only, no, here's the best part. She goes, how you doing? I said, good. She goes, yeah, me too, and who's Bonnie?
Yep.
I got, on the air, live, I got nailed. Like that.
You got what?
I got nailed. The 16 seed next year.
Certainly some interesting television.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. If you got stories, you want to take those stories because it's in the news right now. What happened at the Coldplay concert? Ticket Texture says, what a terrible way to find out your husband likes Coldplay.
Is Coldplay a chick?
Their early stuff was okay, and I kind of liked it. But man, since 2005...
Says, forget red flags. It was all yellow.
Yeah, they're in trouble now.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Here we go.
They moved like the speed of sound when that video popped up.
He's the king. You're the king. You're the king.
It's no longer paradise.
Oh, my God.
What did we just start?
See, I was just waiting. When I saw the all yellow text, I'm like, game on.
He's like, read that one. I got a bunch ready for you. My God. All right.
I need to get out of the studio, don't I? I'm bad influence.
We're 97-1. All right, guys, if you find yourself in a bad spot, you find yourself in a car wreck, auto accident, KG Law is the law firm that you need to call because their thing is they care. They care about you. KG Cares is their phone number, 877-KG-CARES, online at kgcares.com. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. That's Lawrence KG. It's his team. It's the way they do their business. Down-to-earth, approachable people. They're going to fight for you, and they're going to win for you. 98% success rate. K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. Well, it could have been worse. Could have been Nickelback, Bill in Freeport. Hey, price went up on Aiden Hutchinson's contract. We'll get to that in a second. Plus, you may have seen some headlines, new batch of injuries for the Lions. Taking some thoughts on this Coldplay concert cheating scandal. And if you've got stories, bring some salacious stuff to the air. 248-539-9797. We were just talking through. It's like, what's his sales pitch to his wife? Like, what? We only reacted that way because I knew it would have looked really bad, but we actually didn't go any further than that. Like, nobody's buying it, dude.
No, nobody's buying it.
Nobody's buying it. If they would have kissed, no one would have seen their faces, unnamed ticket texter. Or if they just played it cool, it wouldn't have blown up on the internet. Texter says the CEO actually put out a statement asking for privacy and saying that he had the audacity to say it was a private moment that was shown without his permission, which is ridiculous. Dude is a scumbag.
Well, we don't know
if that's real. Yeah.
Right. We all saw that statement. Nobody knows whether that's real or AI.
Because people were picking it apart. It's not a private moment. You're out at a concert. You're going to be shown on stuff.
Yeah.
Texter says, Heather, when you worked at auto shows, how many guys would hit on you or offer you stuff?
A lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Even people she worked with and probably just regular people who were there to view the cars.
My ex-wife, I caught her cheating on me with a coworker 7 years ago. It took a long time for me to trust. I've happily moved on and remarried, and now my daughter turns one next week. Signed, a proud, happy dad.
Wow.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. All right, we got the cookie jar coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Stoney, some of these headlines with the Lions and the injuries.
Yes, let's do good news first. Okay. Tate Ratliff just signed.
Good.
Yes, we kind of figured that was going to happen. The dominoes once, two started the day before, and then yesterday it was like a flurry. If you paid attention to Twitter, it was like this guy signed, and then finally, boom, we got the guy who needs to be in camp the most.
He's going to start this year.
Yes.
Whether it's center or guard, he's going to start for them this season.
Yes.
So, good news. Tate Ratliff, no more drama. He'll get there. He'll get the full ramp up. Good news.
So, I'll give you you can do the bad news.
Oh, this is great. Thanks, Stoney.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody's hurt. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
A couple surprises, and I don't know how big a deal some of these are. So, Taylor Decker is on the PUP, sticking on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Now, this might be, hey, he's a vet. He's dealing with something. We're just not going to have him practice for a couple weeks. Or it could be something much more serious. I don't know, Stoney. I know it's not Levi Onwuzurike level serious because he is going to miss the first four games of the regular season. He's on the reserve PUP list, which is more severe.
Look, and this bothers me a lot. I mean,
why?
Because he's good.
Well, you can't say that.
I thought he had a pretty good season last year. Look, I'm not saying he's a Pro Bowl or a huge difference maker, okay? But he did have a team best 47 pressures last year, according to Pro Football Focus. However, like I said, he's not a Pro Bowl player, but he's a good player, and you're in a position of need because of McNeil. Okay, he is McNeil's backup, so he plays a lot. So you take McNeil out, you take him out, DJ Reader, who always gets hurt, and you have the rookie Tyreek Williams. There's going to be your starters. I mean, I know they got Roy Lopez. Whoop-de-doo, he's right now on the depth chart. He's third, so he moves up. Look, it's not going to be a game changer per se, but any type of depth on a position where there's not that much depth to begin with is not good. That's my problem.
I think they could get Joe Smith off the street and they'll replace Levi. I mean, there's no bigger poster boy for a Brad Holmes guy than Levi Onwuzurike still being on this roster. Because Brad drafted him, Levi stays, right?
No, that's not why he stayed. He had a good season last year, finally. He was playing for his contract. And he signed a one-year deal.
The thing snowballed last year when McNeil went out.
Yeah.
And where was Levi?
He was there. He played okay. He was like their best guy because Reader wasn't good. Look, he's not a Pro Bowl player, but he was an important part of this team last year. That's all I'm saying. And if you have no, if McNeil was healthy, I probably wouldn't give a rat's ass. But they have no McNeil. They have no readers there. But I'm not convinced he's going to be much. His career is on the way down. I know it's next man up with the Lions. We can, you know,
Martin time?
Do everything, you know. Broderick Martin. Yeah. There we go. There's your, you're going to start your third stringer right now, maybe. There's your Brad Holmes guy if he makes the roster.
But I'm sure Brad Holmes thinks it's a big deal. He loves Levi.
Right.
Every year we hear that Levi's going to have a, you know, some of this, Tony, is he was fine last year. But you know what some of it is we've been told that he is going to be so much more. I mean, Brad Holmes had to be physically restrained from trading up and drafting him, right? I mean, like, he loves every year Levi's going to be the guy. You wait. We're going to have one of the most dominant interior defensive linemen in football. All camp last year, we had to hear about how Levi's really stepping out. Every assistant coach, every coach we talked to, he's going to have a big year.
But even John, who hated him when he was picked, thought he played well last year.
Has John said that? I don't feel like John's
John was complimentary early, and then when Levi really got the spotlight because of injuries, was like, eh. We mocked it. I think even John's not a mocker. He played the game and he respects these guys, but he was like lukewarm on Levi coming back, and he didn't like the pick from the beginning.
Right, that I know.
Yeah,
the only time like Levi had two good games last year was early, and then he disappeared.
With Aiden, when Aiden was healthy, he was more productive.
Also with Davenport even on the field,
right?
When he had his, he looked the best.
Well, and that's why. Okay, you want to talk about how big a deal is this? I don't trust Davenport to stay healthy, and then you throw in everything else that Stoney's already detailed.
Right,
this D-line is not deep.
Right, and I don't trust him to stay healthy, and obviously he's not.
And it's 4 weeks minimum.
Right.
Everybody else who's been announced, there's no required missed time.
Although, by the way, you know, sound the old bit. I mean, the fact that Pascal's on the pup again.
But hold on, did I see he's on the non-injury or football injury?
Yeah, what's that?
I have no idea, Stoney. The Decker thing I'm really curious about. Is this just vets getting a late start to camp? Maybe he got something cleaned up in the offseason and he's just kind of doing a slow ramp up? Or is this your starting left tackles dealing with something? There were no details on Taylor Decker's injury.
By the way, I don't know if he's going to be back for the start of the regular season, but the third string guy at defensive tackle, Wingo.
Yep, out of LSU.
Yeah, he's more of a, I still think he's more of a rusher, but he's listed on their depth chart. Their defensive tackle, here's their depth chart. Ali McNeil, out. Levi Onwuzurike, out. Makai Wingo, out.
But that doesn't sound like it's a Levi issue as much as it's a depth issue.
Well, you have your first three guys are out.
Yeah, but my point is that's a bigger picture issue than it is.
If McNeil and Wingo, or especially McNeil, was healthy and this thing happened with Levi, I probably wouldn't say a word.
Yeah.
But it's because of where they are that they need somebody who's at least good or above average.
Ticket texter, Levi probably likes Coldplay. Why the Levi slander? He played really well last season. What else do you guys want? That's from Jarrett.
That's what I thought, but who the hell am I?
Texter says, sounds like another SOL season with a ton of injuries yet again.
Stop the SOL.
I'm not even going to read the last part of this text because he calls for a player to get injured that's just catastrophic.
Oh, okay.
You can draw your own conclusion.
Yeah.
But are there people who feel like, oh, here we go. Here's a reminder, guys. You can't avoid injuries in the NFL.
No.
So for everybody that said, well, this year's going to be so much better because they're all going to be healthy, they're going to have a different batch of injuries. Different players, different missed time. It's just the nature of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 248-539-9797, the Aiden Hutchinson conversation. You saw what happened with TJ Watt.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with Hutch? It's next, 97.1.